The market story that most neatly encapsulates where we are in the AI economy is TSMC's earnings. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company reported a 77% profit surge to a record, driven almost entirely by AI chip demand. To put that in concrete terms, TSMC is the foundry that manufactures chips designed by NVIDIA, Apple, AMD, and most of the other major players. A 77% profit increase in a single quarter reflects the sheer volume of AI accelerator chip orders flowing through their fabs. The demand isn't slowing, it's accelerating.
Which connects directly to the ASML news. ASML, the Dutch company that makes the extreme ultraviolet lithography machines required to manufacture advanced chips, updated its guidance to include Elon Musk's Terafab demand. Musk's xAI has been building out infrastructure aggressively, and apparently the scale of Terafab's chip manufacturing needs is large enough that ASML felt it was material information for investors. That's a signal about how serious xAI's infrastructure ambitions are.
Uber's $14.8 billion takeover bid for Delivery Hero is the single biggest business deal of the week, and it deserves the analysis it's getting. The offer is €41.50 per share in cash. If completed, it would create the world's largest food delivery platform outside China, spanning 99 markets. That's remarkable geographic coverage. Delivery Hero operates in markets across Europe, Latin America, and Asia, where Uber Eats either has a weak presence or doesn't operate at all.
The antitrust scrutiny on this one is going to be intense. European regulators have been notably aggressive about food delivery market consolidation. The combination would give the merged entity dominant or near-dominant positions in several European markets, Germany, for instance, where Delivery Hero's Foodpanda and other brands operate. You'd expect the EU Competition Commission to take a very close look.
Microsoft's rise on a 3M deal, while IBM-led software stocks sold off, is worth noting as a market dynamic. Azure will be the first hyperscale cloud provider to deploy 3M's fiber optic technology. This is about AI infrastructure, specifically about the data transmission speeds required to move massive amounts of data between servers at the speed AI training and inference requires. Fiber optic improvements aren't glamorous, but they're load-bearing for everything else.
Apple's shares hitting a record after China approved the AOD. AI rollout is a story about market access in the world's largest smartphone market. Apple's relationship with China is always fraught. The manufacturing dependencies, the regulatory exposure. But getting approval to deploy AI features in the Chinese market is a meaningful revenue unlock. The fact that shares hit a record on this news tells you how much the market had been pricing in the risk that approval wouldn't come.
And Apple Maps launching ads while banning specific categories, home services like plumbers and locksmiths, bail bonds, crypto ATMs, political candidates, is a product strategy decision with interesting implications. Google Maps allows most of those categories. Apple's explicit decision to block them signals a positioning choice. Apple wants Maps ad revenue, but it wants to maintain a curated, less cluttered environment that reflects its premium brand positioning. Blocking political ads in particular avoids the enormous headache of political ad content moderation.
The half of Fortune 500 companies now using open source WET. AI model's statistic is striking, and the 60x cost savings figure attached to it explains why. When you can run capable open source models on your own infrastructure instead of paying per token API costs to proprietary providers, the economics shift dramatically for high volume enterprise use cases. That's competitive pressure on OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google that operates through.
OpenAI staff donating to a super PAC opposing Greg Brockman is an internal drama story, but it tells you something about the fractures inside one of the most influential companies in the world. Brockman co-founded OpenAI and has been central to its development. The fact that his own colleagues are funding political action against him suggests the departure dynamics at that organization are genuinely complicated.